So if parents have two children and one of them is good at studies, the other is not so good. So is it the destiny, is it the karma of the parents, or what is it? See, both play a role over here. That means, both of them. See how it is that we live in a interrelated world. And in that interrelated world, our karma and others' karma, all that intersects. So that means, if we have a very troublesome neighbor. Now that means that by our past karma, we are meant to have that name, have somebody who will trouble us. So we chose a house over there, and then that person happened to be there, and that person troubles us. So now, at one level, that person is choosing to act wrongly, choosing to irritate us. Now, if they're unnecessarily troubling us, then they are also getting bad karma because of that. But it's that we are being troubled right now. Now, it could also be that now they have a irritating disposition, and they act on that irritating disposition and irritate us. So there, by their destiny, by their past karma, they have an irritating disposition. But they can control it. They don't control it, they act irritatingly. And then that troubles us. So now, that person is over there, is actually their karma and our karma both. It's interpenetrating over there. So like that, if a child is intelligent, that means that soul has done some good karma by which that soul is meant to be intelligent. And the parents have done some good karma by which they are meant to have an intelligent child. And those two karmas intersect over there. And similarly, if a child is not so intelligent, then that child has done some karma by which the child has a mediocre intelligence. And the parents also have some karma by which they have got a child with mediocre intelligence now. But the important thing is, in spite of this, whatever the child has, whatever capacities, whatever the resources the child has, if the parents offer loving support, encouragement, the child can grow from there also. And it's not necessary that everybody has to have the same kind of intelligence. See, when people are born in this world, some people may be more richly endowed in things, others may be less endowed, but everybody has some endowments. So rather than the parents feeling that, it's my destiny that I got a less intelligent child, we can think that, it is my responsibility to help this child, discover what he or she has. So everybody has some talents. It's not that that second child who is less intelligent, parents should think, if only I had second child who was like the first child, it would be so nice. No. God has made all of us unique. And all of us can contribute in our own ways. Now, if at God, what to speak of our children, if we think of ourselves, if we may think, if only I had been like that person, it would be so nice. But no, if God had wanted us to be someone else, He would have made someone else. But He has made us. So, what our focus should be is not that I have to become someone else. I have to become the best me. Whatever I am, I want to become the best me. So rather than thinking, why I got a child like this, if only the child had been like that, we can focus on that, this child's talents are easy to discover. And I can help this child's talents to grow. But this child, I have to put more thought, more intelligence. I have greater opportunity to serve this child. And as a parent, a parent's duty is to serve the child, help the child grow. So I'm putting more effort, more intelligence in that. And that way I'm doing more service here. And if I have this understanding that it's by God's plan, by Krishna's arrangement that this is happening, then we can see even helping a less endowed child to grow as a form of service to Krishna. By Krishna's plan, this child is there, and I'm not just serving, I'm serving this child, and I'm also serving Krishna by serving this child. That way, we can help that child also to discover whatever potential they have and develop those. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.